Watch, we need to burn this shit down. The West is falling. Black Lives Matter protest in London. By Kurt Zindulka on June 1, 2020. The George Floyd protests took a global turn over the weekend as Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists took to the streets of London to stand up to racism and to celebrate the riots engulfing the United States, which they claim is a signal that the West is falling. In a Breitbart News Network exclusive video, thousands of protesters were filmed gathering in central London on Sunday, in open defiance of the national coronavirus restrictions. In stark contrast to the arrests of peaceful anti-lockdown protesters in Hyde Park the day before, the Metropolitan Police took no actions to stop the left-wing demonstration that lasted well into the evening and spanned several miles of the city. "It's time to wake up and get out of the house and fuck this place up, man. I'm tired of this shit. We need to burn this shit down. I don't care what the London mayor says. The West is falling. The West is falling," screamed a BLM speaker in Trafalgar Square. Prior to the protest, the leftist mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, urged citizens on social media to stay at home, saying that the lockdown has not been lifted. The virus is still out there. A young, left-wing, white woman then urged the native population of Britain to use your white privilege and help our brothers and sisters. Use your white privilege because we are the only people. Cause we created the system that help us, the police cover up all these deaths. Another BLM protester said, "I stand in the face of racism every single day. Like we all do. We are all here because we are experiencing secondary trauma from the brutalization that we experience based on the fact that racism is embedded in the very structure of this society." Following the mass gathering in Trafalgar Square, the demonstrators took to the streets of the British capital, stopping outside Downing Street, where they chanted "fuck Boris" and "fuck the police." The march then continued to the United States Embassy, where activists sat on the roads blocking access to the embassy for about an hour. Graffiti scrawled on the walls outside the building said, "Met police serve Trump," and the activists chanted, "Who do you protect? Who do you serve?" Similar protests broke out across the United Kingdom on Sunday, with Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists marching through the streets of Manchester and Cardiff. Of the thousands present during the demonstration, many of whom appeared to be clearly breaking coronavirus lockdown social distancing laws, strictly enforced by British police otherwise, London police arrested just 23 people. The Metropolitan Police Service said during the protest that an appropriate policing plan is in place. The United States has been engulfed in ongoing riots across the country since the death of George Floyd. The police officer, who was filmed with his knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd, Derek Chauvin, has since been charged with his murder in the city of Minneapolis. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindulka.